Power 98.7 podcast.
Political uncertainty and transitions and instability are among some of the key risks for businesses in Southern Africa in 2018. And now in an annual political and security risk forecast done by RiskMap in 2018, This indicates that 2018 will see the continued uncertainty around political leadership in our Southern African markets. Now, the transitions in Zimbabwe and Angola in 2017 and elections in Mozambique in 2018 and, of course, elections in August in Zimbabwe as well, and deepening factionalism within South Africa's governing African National Congress once again remind businesses in the region of the importance of gaining a clearer understanding of the impact of such uncertainty on their risk environment. But certainly, one would think, of course, that the risks aren't only confined to the political arena, and there might be a range and a wide array of other risks that, of course, would have an impact on the business and operating environment that many corporates of different sizes would have an interest in. To unpack some of these issues and to help us think through some of these issues, I'm now joined on the line by Siya Tumapiniza, Finance and Operations Director at Political Economy Southern Africa. Siya, how are you doing, my man?
Good evening. I am well, thanks. And yourself?
Awesome stuff, man. Compliments of the new year. It's the first time we're having you on the show this year. So thank you so much for joining us. Siya, let's maybe start off with just a lay of the land when it comes to the region. In the introduction, of course, I mentioned the transitions that occurred in two important markets. And I would even say the third one, if we are to think about what happened in Nasrec in December. And that is Zimbabwe, Angola, and even here in South Africa. What would some of those political developments mean for businesses of all sizes? Because often we tend to think that the only people that do cross-border business are large corporates. But if you go to Musina, or if you even go to Bait Bridge, you'll see that many small enterprises and even survivalist entrepreneurs there are engaged in some form of commerce.
Now, look, there definitely are some red flags that I want to raise for 2018. One being the DRC. Okay. Which has had its election delayed since 2016. You know, basically the feeling there is that Kabila is refusing to leave power, and we've just heard a series of delays, whether it's election preparations, whether it's the registry, etc. But they've promised that 2018 the elections will be held. Obviously, that has a direct impact, particularly on mining, because it's a very mineral-rich country. So definitely for extractive industries, that's going to have an impact. And then there's Madagascar as well, which is supposed to have its presidential election in November, December this year. Mm. And in history, Madagascar elections, particularly the last three since 2008 and 2013, have been followed by some post-election violence.
I remember, who's this? Mark Rabalo Manana.
Like, if you can pronounce the name. Yeah. So, you know, elections in the past have been followed by political violence to the extent that they were kicked out or at least suspended from SADC a while back until recently, when the current president was able to then re-establish some sort of political order. And he's just recently also was in the country last year on an investment drive to try and attract foreign investors into Madagascar. So it'll be really, it might distract investors and might disturb the current political and economic stability that's been able to, be garnered in the last few years. But we'll have to see how the election takes place. But given the spirit and the interest and obviously the commitment of Madagascan citizens towards political stability, I think there might be very minimal impact. Also, because of a lot of examples that have been set, you know, a lot of people are talking about last year having been the fall of the old men, to say, in SADC, with, you know, the change in Angolan president, with as well as the stepping down of Mugabe in Zimbabwe. But obviously, Zimbabwe still faces its elections next July, this July. So it'll all depend on how well the incumbent president is able to continue with the spirit, or whether or not the last outcome from the stepping down of Mugabe was really in the spirit of Zimbabwe, which is which has been contested a lot. However, if you can go by, you know, the current president, whether it's in Angola, you know, Lourenco or Mnangagwa, they're focused a lot on trying to attract foreign investors. They've been, you know, very strong drives, been involved in cross-country attraction of investments, etc. So there seems to be a lot of commitment towards economic stability, also because the global economy is recovering as well. So a lot of the issues, particularly if you look at it in the South African case, are due to domestic issues, and some countries are trying to, not lose out on the current wave of the recovery in the global economy.
So, yeah, just a quick one before we let you go. Over and above the political machinations that you've mentioned, sort of some of the likely scenarios that you've painted for us, what would the other opportunities? Now, we've unpacked some of the risks, and of course, you started touching on some of the opportunities with Mnangagwa and certainly Lourenco in Angola, looking towards many other countries to come in and invest in their countries, many of those two countries certainly being mineral-rich economies. But when we look at some of the opportunities, what about the operating climate in many of the countries in SADC presents an opportunity in 2018?
All right. Look, a strong focus for SADC, at least in the last 5 or 10 years or so, has been in infrastructure investment. Mm. And this is largely due to the deficit, whether you look at transport, roads, rail networks, or even energy. And so a lot of countries are going to be focusing on that. There's a lot of opportunity for construction, obviously, that goes with that increasing of electrical capacity. There's a lot of investment going on in that in Zambia, as well as Angola. Mozambique, obviously, has just opened up with natural or liquefied natural gas, which they're concessioning in the north, and new areas being concessioned in the south. So it's going to be a really big growth opportunity for people in energy, as well as infrastructure investment, whether that be road or rail, all types of infrastructure, and water as well, particularly.
Okay. See ya, my brother. Thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure chatting to you, and all the best for 2018. And we'll certainly catch up with you once again here on Power Hour on Power 98.7.
Power 98.7. Now we're talking.